It's Friday morning. It's time to go Beyond the Playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. On Sunday, the Bills go to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. But, of course, before we get into the game, the big story around the NFL continues to be player protests during the national anthem.
Yeah, this story has grown exponentially in the last week. And rather than attempt to bridge any divide, the catalyst behind the most recent spark in the Take a Knee movement, Donald Trump continues to stoke the fire. On Wednesday, he doubled or tripled down, I guess, at this point on his criticism of players in the NFL, saying that the league has to change or its business is, quote, going to go to hell. And as a result, I expect more protests. And I want to remind everyone how this started. Over 1 year ago, Colin Kaepernick sat during the national anthem to specifically protest police brutality against minorities. That's what this protest was about. Mm-hmm. Never had anything to do with the military, which so many opposed to the movement have appropriated as their basis to oppose players taking a knee. In fact, many may not realize, but Kaepernick was so sensitive to the connection between the anthem and the military, he actually asked a veteran for suggestions to peacefully protest. And it was a veteran who suggested he take a knee. But here we are, over a year later, and his movement to create a dialogue about race and injustice has taken a massive step forward, whether you agree with the method or not. And I get it. The anthem and all it represents is both sensitive and important for many, for different reasons. And the reality is that people are increasingly talking about the need for our society to confront uncomfortable issues, and the courage of the players to take a knee may not be appreciated by everyone in the moment, but it's worth reminding listeners that the point of these NFL protests is to peacefully take people out of their comfort zone, to confront a harsh reality. I'm a white guy. I'll never know what it's like to take even one step in the shoes of a black man or woman, but I and we can all listen and try to improve as we do our best to understand fellow Americans who have not been treated as equally. And having been in the locker room and having heard from players, they seem to appreciate that they're making a difficult choice to use the megaphone that is their role on Sundays to draw attention to something that's incredibly important to them and our society. You know, patriotism comes in many shapes and sizes. I wrote this week that sometimes, you know, comes in the courage to put on a uniform in service to the country, and sometimes it comes in the courage to take a knee on a football field in the face of intense criticism. Patriotism is not a zero-sum game, and when it matters, it's often hard. And Jay, in the worst segue ever, even though this debate has understandably dominated the sports landscape, we do have a football game to be played on Sunday.
All right, well, we do appreciate a little of the levity toward the end there for sure, Matt, as we do make that somewhat uncomfortable segue into the football game. But we're talking about the 3-0 Atlanta Falcons, they're the NFC champions. How do you see it playing out for the Bills on Sunday?
This would be a monumental win for the Bills if they can pull it off. The reality is that the Bills look like they could be a surprise team this season on the strength of their defense. But then again, three games does not a season make. With that, take a look at the matchup. When I said that this would be monumental, the good news is the strength of the Bills is going head-to-head with Atlanta's strength. The defense is riding a three-game wave as the number one overall defense in points per game allowed. And this week, they're going against the number four overall offense in both points and yards per game. While the full-season outlook for the Bills' defense remains to be seen, the Falcons have proven that they are the real deal, led by reigning NFL MVP quarterback Matt Ryan, perennial All-Pro receiver Julio Jones, who's sitting at number four in receiving yards league-wide, and a two-headed rushing attack that's averaging around 120 yards per game. Yeah, a lot of times pundits say they'd take a good defense over a good offense, but in this game on the road, that axiom is going to be put to the test as we'll see just how good the Bills' defense really is. And on the flip side, Atlanta's defense is the epitome of average through three games, coming in at 17th overall in both yards and points per game allowed. For a Bills' offense that hasn't exactly come together like a well-oiled machine, this could be the kind of matchup they need to get into a rhythm. But this is all a big if against a team as good as the Falcons. Overall, just don't see it for the Bills this week. As good as their defense looks, they have not seen an offense in the same universe as the Falcons through three games. So back to the original theme of the season, which is low expectations. And that's exactly what week four in Atlanta embodies. But we shall see.
All right, Matt, well, you've given us plenty to look for before and during the game. And as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.